Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, June 18th. You'll be interested to know. 42 years ago today, in 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman to journey into space. Aboard the space shuttle Challenger, she and her four crewmates embarked on a six-day mission that captivated the world. Sally Ride's historic flight not only shattered gender barriers, but also inspired countless individuals to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Her remarkable achievement continues to symbolize the boundless possibilities of human ambition and the enduring spirit of exploration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 5 to 6 mph, maintaining a bit of texture on the water as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 8 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be a half foot at 9:15 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents a mixed bag of surf conditions. Thursday starts fair with waist-high waves and light south-southwest winds, but transitions to choppy by midday. Friday sees waist-high waves persist, but choppy conditions dominate due to increasing south winds. Saturday brings chest-to-shoulder-high waves, yet choppy surf continues with strong south-southeast winds, making for challenging paddling conditions throughout the day. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 64 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:02, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 68 and a light south wind. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 and mostly cloudy conditions, with a low of 61 and gentle breezes. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the morning on June 18th, then partly sunny skies, with a high near 68. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 62. Saturday stays mostly cloudy, with a high near 66. Sunday brings partly sunny skies, with a high near 67. And nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch, or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, recent investigations reveal that healthcare exchanges in Nevada, Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island have shared sensitive health data with major companies like Google and LinkedIn. These state-run websites, designed to simplify insurance shopping, transmitted information including prescription drug names and dosages through trackers. After scrutiny from the markup and CalMatters, Nevada and Massachusetts ceased data sharing with LinkedIn. While experts cautioned against the use of advertising trackers in healthcare, emphasizing the need for stringent data privacy measures. The issue raises serious concerns about health information security and compliance with privacy laws. Now on to sports. The Florida Panthers have made a significant mark in the National Hockey League by winning back-to-back Stanley Cups, solidifying their status as a dynasty in the salary cap era. Their recent 5-1 win over the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 highlights their impressive journey as they join the ranks of only a few teams to achieve consecutive championships since 2005. With a culture of excellence and remarkable leadership, the Panthers have transformed their organization, reflecting their determination and hunger for continued success. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Padres fell to the Dodgers 8-6. Despite 9 hits, including a 2-run single by Arraez, San Diego couldn't keep pace. Smith's tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 6th was pivotal. Sauer secured the win for LA, while Estrada took the loss for the Friars. Tatis Jr. added a run, but it wasn't enough to seal a victory in this heated clash at Dodger Stadium. Tonight, the Friars face off against the Dodgers in Los Angeles for Game 3 of this 4-game series. Steph Kolek, boasting a 3.50 earned run average, takes the mound against Emmett Sheehan with a 5.32. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies with a warm 81 degrees expected. In top news, a new study reveals that cannabis use may double the risk of cardiovascular death, raising significant concerns about its effects on heart health. Researchers analyzed data from 24 previous studies, finding that cannabis users face a 20% higher risk of stroke and twice the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease compared to non-users. Despite its popularity as a wellness product, experts warn that cannabis is not a safe alternative to tobacco. As marijuana use has surged in the United States, the implications for cardiovascular health are becoming increasingly critical, particularly given that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the country. In business news, the Trump Organization is set to launch a mobile phone service named Trump Mobile, alongside a U.S.-built smartphone called the T1 phone, which will be available in August for $499. This new venture aims to compete with major players like Apple and Samsung. The service will partner with all three major wireless carriers, utilizing mobile virtual network operator agreements. Eric and Donald Trump Jr. will oversee the project. The new Android phone is described as a sleek gold smartphone. The service's Core 47 plan will cost $47 a month. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $105,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,500. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.17. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Private space stations are emerging as the next IT destination, with several companies racing to create facilities for astronauts, researchers, and even tourists. Spurred by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, these projects aim to replace the aging International Space Station. Future visitors could include government astronauts and private scientists, while tourists seek unique experiences above Earth. Companies like Axiom Space, plan to develop modern, comfortable environments, while Voyager Technologies and VAST aim for utilitarian designs. Sierra Space is innovating with expandable habitats. Blue Origin's Orbital Reef and SpaceX's Starship are also in the mix, promising exciting advancements in space travel. And in entertainment news, Marvel has unveiled a thrilling first look at the iconic villain, Galactus, from the upcoming film, The Fantastic Four, First Step. As the Marvel Cinematic Universe progresses toward the climax of its multiverse saga, excitement is reaching a fever pitch. The film, set to release on July 25, 2025, features a star-studded cast and promises to showcase the formidable threat posed by Galactus, expertly portrayed by Ralph Ensign. Following a previous blurry image, this new promo art reveals his truly intimidating appearance, assuring fans that this devourer of worlds is faithfully represented, unlike his earlier live-action adaptation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Orville Wright. And he said, "If we all worked on the assumption that what is accepted as true is really true, there would be little hope of advance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.